Hi, Mike. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Although I'm gutted, are you gutted by this decision?
Look, I am. I think it's very short-sighted and has probably set Christchurch up for a fail long-term. So, yeah, very disappointing.
Has the council failed to keep the faith with Christchurch?
Look, I think it's getting increasingly worse under the current leadership of the council where, you know, public confidence is at a record low. And certainly yesterday's decision won't help that at all. It's incredibly short-sighted. We've missed a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And unfortunately, you know, it just shows a real lack of understanding about those long-term needs for our city and also the wider South Island.
As I mentioned on the show yesterday, the Mayor and friends, if they hadn't kicked this project into touch by nearly a decade, 8 years ago, from my estimation, this thing would have been built by now at half the price. Is that your assessment?
Look, absolutely. And what was evident yesterday was that Jacinda Ardern's commitment in 2017 for $220 million towards this project has already increased in cost, if you look at inflation, by $17 million between 2017 and now. And so this thing is well out of scope in terms of price. There was always going to be a budget blowout. Unfortunately, what we've done by majority of councillors de-spec this. So, look, there were crucial decisions made a long time ago, unfortunately, by the Mayor and her current council, which I wasn't a part of, which I think have set Christchurch for a fail. So it's beyond disappointing.
There are still a huge number of councillors around that table who were there when that decision was made about 8 years ago. Do you believe, Sam, there is a fair swag of councillors genuinely begrudging having to build a big, expensive stadium for the city?
Look, absolutely. I think that was pretty evident yesterday in that, you know, I think if some could have cancelled it, they would have. The reality is, though, that we have been given land by the Crown, so the taxpayers of New Zealand, along with a contribution. We've already locked ourselves into a $27 million design contract. And so this thing cannot stop. What was really evident yesterday was the need to take that additional risk on behalf of the people of the South Island, I think, and make sure we have a world-class stadium that has competitive advantage. And that certainly, I'm not convinced of something that we have at the moment. We're going to have to try really, really hard to get good events to Christchurch. And Mike, we're spending $500 million of taxpayer and ratepayer money. And you sort of think, you know, people like Andrew Turner, who's the deputy mayor, I had a real go at myself, along with Phil Major, James Goff, Aaron Kewen, and Catherine Chu yesterday about not being fiscally responsible. And I think even you yourself have called us the Frugal Five from time to time.
Yes.
The point of our stance yesterday was really that actually when you're spending that amount of money, we need to get it right. And so additional money up front is actually better for everyone long term. You know, we're going to be the second, well, we are the second largest city in the country, and we're going to have the fourth largest stadium. I mean, how does that work? It's just beyond belief that people elected on the city would make decisions like this.
And it's not future-proofed, lacking vision for the future of the size of the population. Yeah. By the way, just quickly, Sam, with respect to the neighbouring councils around Greater Christchurch, I'm astounded that up until now they have not been formally approached with the idea of chipping in to what is essentially a regional project. Do you see any great benefit in approaching them now?
Absolutely. So we put an amendment up yesterday that they need to go and talk to the councils between now and the contract is let for the actual build. Because it's our last chance, in my view, of leverage. I think what's been really interesting over the last 24 hours, I think, is the degree to which it's been confirmed by both the Selwyn and the Waimakariri Mayor that actually they haven't been approaching the council. I've been on our Christchurch City Council for 18 months as a city councillor, and my understanding is that the Mayor has already had those conversations. So I'm actually beyond belief that we got to a public meeting yesterday where I think, you know, ultimately we have been misled. It's not right, and I think it's really disappointing that, you know, we've had time and time again an opportunity to secure some funding from those councils. You know, we've just signed off on long-term plans. You know, they may work through that in time, but the fact is we've had no conversation is just frankly so disappointing. I think it sends a really, really bad signal to the city.